Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every faithful gospel preacher wants to see those whom he has taught and brought to Christ remain faithful throughout their lives. Obviously, there are no guarantees that anyone will commit himself or herself to Christ for a lifetime. But that is always our hope and our prayer. The Apostle Paul encouraged the Philippians to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Philippians 2:15-16. Paul does not mean that his eternal salvation was dependent on whether or not those whom he had led to Christ were faithful unto death. But he wanted them to be diligent workers in the Lord's kingdom and to eventually receive the crown of life. If they did not live for God all their lives, much of the work Paul had done in Judea, in Asia Minor, and in Europe would have been in vain. He prayed that his work would redound to the glory of God and of his kingdom. If his children in the faith apostatized, he would have run in vain or labored in vain, at least so far as those apostates were concerned. 1 Corinthians 3 discusses at great length the work of preachers in laying the right foundation and in building on that foundation. Paul says there is only one foundation, which is Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 3:11. He expresses great concern about building on that foundation. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. If the teacher or preacher uses solid material in the building of God's earthly kingdom, then it will stand the test. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. 1 Corinthians 3:14-15. Paul was not speaking of the work of individual Christians, but of the work of the preacher or the teacher. The preacher must use the very best material available, but he cannot be held accountable for every soul he brings into the kingdom. He must do his best, but each person will have to stand on his own, and not on the work or reputation of the preacher. The Apostle John addresses his third epistle to the well-beloved Gaius, 3 John 1. He then wrote, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, even as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." 3 John 3:4. Although John does not use the language Paul does, I'm sure he did not want to see his children turn from the faith. It would mean he had run in vain or had labored in vain, at least in respect to those who fail to live for God. That is indeed a sad situation, but one every preacher and teacher has faced. We must strive to strengthen and to edify all members, that they may grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. The concept I'm discussing with you today becomes especially meaningful when we talk about our own children in the flesh. What a joy when our sons and daughters have love and respect for their parents and devote themselves to God Almighty. That is the goal of every Christian parent. We thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.